Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
In the year 1889, a dam broke on the South Fork Reservoir, some 12 miles east of Johnstown, Pennsylvania, in a valley of the Allegheny Mountains. Raging waters came surging down the valley and swept over the town. It took 25 lives, cost some $50 million in damages. That was a considerable amount for those days. The editor of a Pittsburgh paper sent a young reporter to cover the story. "This is a break for you, kid," said the boss, adding, "Give it all you have," as they slapped him on the back and sent him scurrying out the door for the story. Hours later, the wire dispatch came back. "God sits brooding on the hillside, overlooking the disaster and desolation of Johnstown. The roaring waters seem to but echo the mind of the Creator." Without bothering to read further, the editor wired back, "Don't bother with a flood. Interview God." I smile at the humor. Forget the flood. Interview God. Yet, and this is the sobering part, seldom do we think much about interviewing God, finding out about Him, or even thinking much about Him, unless we're at the point of death or badly in need of something, which prompts us to cry out asking for whatever it is we need. If you were to interview God, what would you ask Him? Why is there suffering in our world? Why does He not strike down the wicked and eliminate the evil? Why must a childless woman desperately wish for a baby when millions of unwanted children are aborted every year? Why has God allowed wars and strife? And supposing you got an answer to your question, would you really understand? Probably not. But of one thing I am certain. God has revealed far more of Himself than most of us have ever grasped, and not in strange theological terms which only a PhD in ancient languages could understand, but in plain, comprehensible terms, where, in His love letter to humankind, the Bible, why don't we interview God? Well, we tend to search for Him much like a thief looks for a policeman. As one young man commented, "I won't bother him provided he doesn't bother me." Conducting an interview with someone consists of asking questions and hopefully getting answers. But beyond that, there is no personal involvement. An interview and a relationship don't have the same degree of involvement and intimacy. When a young man notices a young lady and something sparks between them, he doesn't ask for an interview. He wants to get to know her, much different than knowing about her. But getting to know about someone is the first step in getting to know that person. Most young men, having noticed someone special whom they do not know, starts asking questions. Who is she? Where is she from? What's she like? Knowing about God, which few people really do, is only the start. Knowing God involves a relationship of communication, interaction, and commitment. Why is knowing God important? Only when you get to know God will you love Him. Only when you trust God will you obey Him. Only when you understand His purpose will you escape the quest for self-indulgence. Only when you believe God will your soul rise on the wings of faith. Get to know God. It is the most important knowledge you will ever have, and an absolute necessity if you intend to spend eternity in His presence.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines for Living. If you'd like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our devotional, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.